This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. In an unusual move, a judge has been barred from overseeing arraignments. Meanwhile, voter turnout for the presidential primary was low. An airport has rolled out facial recognition technology. Finally, Pennsylvania's go-to bagel order. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Xander Ornstein is a district judge in Pittsburgh who recently released a man who led cops on a dangerous high-speed chase out on non-monetary bond, reports the Tribune Review. And if Ornstein's name or this case in general sounds familiar to you listeners, it's because this podcast has previously mentioned them. Ornstein was the judge who released a man named Jan Carlos Picardo Cepeda on non-monetary bond last year after he was caught with $1.6 million worth of fentanyl as well as cocaine at a Greyhound station. The men in both of these incidents never showed up to court, although Picardo Cepeda was eventually arrested in New York after a nationwide warrant was issued for him. As of this week, in an unusual move, officials have barred Ornstein from presiding over arraignments effective immediately. No one confirmed how long this restriction will remain in place or what prompted the change. Ornstein told the Tribune Review that it's their policy to not make comments to the media. The Pittsburgh region saw the lowest presidential primary turnout that it's seen since 2012, reports the Tribune Review. Billy Penn states that Philadelphia also saw a very low turnout, just 17.7% of registered voters. In fact, the Erie Times News says how Pennsylvania, on the whole, saw a sparse turnout during the primary, with USA Today estimating only about less than 30% of voters showed up to polls. One of the top searches on Wednesday, according to Google Trends, was also, quote, "If you don't vote in the primary, can you vote in the general election in PA?" Pittsburgh International Airport has rolled out facial recognition technology in its TSA checkpoint area, states Pittsburgh's Action News 4. Officially called Credential Authentication Technology, or CAT, this technology will scan people's faces in order to confirm that they're the same person in the photo ID they present, something that TSA agents originally had to do manually. You'll start seeing CAT in other major airports throughout the country as well. We've covered a lot of Pennsylvania's favorites, says PennLive. Snacks, beer, dogs. But we've never done the state's favorite bagel order before, so let's change that, shall we? Betway Insider surveyed 2,000 Americans to solve what they called a, quote, bagel investigation. Pennsylvania's go-to type was an everything bagel slathered in a plain cream cheese. Nationwide, people seem to prefer a cinnamon raisin bagel, also filled with cream cheese. And the people who seem to eat the most bagels annually at an estimated 3 times per week were Hawaiians. Bedway Insider notes that famous bagel meccas, Jersey and New York, didn't even crack the top 5. For shame, Jersey and New York. Happy Friday, you guys. To stay up to date over the weekend, pay PennLive a visit. Also, please don't forget to leave this podcast a rating and a review, too. Thanks in advance, and as always, thanks for sticking with us. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll start next week off with another episode of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.